I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Good morning. Welcome to the podcast.
Good morning.
Hello. Do you know what song my girls cannot get enough of? And they giggle hysterically, like absolute loons in the back seat. It's Billie Eilish's new song. The bit where it goes, duh.
That bit.
They wait for it. They scream it in the back seat, and then they laugh and laugh and laugh until the next time she says, duh.
It might be in this. It might not be, but I'll have a look.
It's an old school.
My name is Billie Eilish.
I'm the bad guy.
Turn it up. Hit 105.
Nah, it would have made sense if it was in that. But
yeah, sorry.
She had to go on, I'm Billie Eilish. Duh. Actually, I might get on to something about fixing that because that's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, Scott.
Anyway, here's some Billie Eilish.
It's a great song.
Oh, isn't
when I
it?
First heard it, I was like, what? What is this? And the more you hear it, it's like an earworm.
What we're going to do is we're going to play the best of today's show. Then we're going to come back and you guys are going to tell me what Billie Eilish's Instagram handle is. Because you're going to love it.
I know what it is.
All right, well, here's the best of today's show.
Shut up, spoiler.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Good morning, everybody. We are back. Sarah's just plugged in the wrong set of headphones into the microphone.
Yeah, it's all right. Took them off. These feel odd. I can't hear anything. Started blaming Scott. Oh, it was me.
You'd think that a holiday like the one we've just had would refresh you, but no.
I think it made me dopier. Just had caught up on sleep. And I mean, as for me, I just sort of lazed around the house and didn't do anything remotely exciting, which was exciting in itself.
That's
but
it.
You were off gallivanting across the South
Ocean.
Pacific, yes.
Yeah, I went to Fiji, Bula. It was great.
Vanaka.
Vanaka. It was great. There were lots of shells and sand and I didn't wear anything other than my togs, Sarah.
Well, did you
know? The entire time.
Speaking of you wearing clothes, you've been a little bit burnt lately, haven't you? Because in your downtime when you returned from Fiji, you watched the new Netflix original series by our very own Chris Lilley.
Lunatics.
And it's called Lunatics. Now, this is the bloke who obviously created Summer Heights High, We Can Be Heroes, comedy classics, and there's one particular character in there, a South African pet psychic named Yana Melhupenjonks.
Amazing character.
And you recognise something on screen.
I was watching it. All of a sudden, what do I see Yana wearing? A dress that I own. And I just paused it, I screenshotted it, and I sent it to you and I said, what the hell? Why is Chris Lilley wearing one of my dresses and mocking me, essentially? This is what this is it not? You can see it on our Instagram.
Absolutely. We put it up at Lee's and Sarah. People went burko for it because they could clearly see the resemblance. And I think Chris Lilley, in inspiration for this ridiculous character, has just turned to you because Yana, she talks to dogs, she gives them Reiki. And if anyone has seen your Instagram with your dog and how you carry on,
so true.
You actually are Yana Melhupenjonks.
It's so true.
I mean, look, I'll take it because I love it. I love the character. I love Chris Lilley. So I'm excited. And I personally think I wore it better anyway. So you can make that decision.
I think she added her dead dog's fur vest to hers. So that's always an option down the track for Minnie as well.
Yes, let's accessorize.
Those two girls. We're back after Easter. Those two girls with Lise and Sarah. Sorry, I was just back from the bathroom.
We're all back from holidays.
Scotty, also very fresh after his break.
I haven't slept yet.
How is that possible?
From the holidays.
All right, well, look, why don't you relax, have a bit of shut-eye while I tell you this story, okay?
I do anyway.
Oh, burn. A university in Switzerland have taken it upon themselves to undertake a cheese study. Now, who better to do an experiment involving cheese than the Swiss?
Well, I would have thought the French, but
what?
I know there's Swiss cheese, but most good cheese is from France, guys. Most of it, I'm just saying.
Wow.
Anyway, tell me about your subpar
generalization.
Suite.
So, you know, what they have done is an experiment to see if playing music into cheese makes cheese taste better. Okay, so what they did, I mean, everyone knows to make cheese, it's got to be in a controlled environment.
Yes.
It's very persnickety kind of business, right? So they got 8-pound wheels of cheese.
Go back
and
to sleep, Scotty.
They hooked it up to mini transmitters, thinking that the bioacoustics might have an effect on the ripening process. And they played all kinds of music, from techno to actual music like Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven or Mozart through it, right?
Because the cheese needs the culture.
Okay.
Get it?
I do get it. And that just made up for your French comments. So, I mean, I think this experiment has more holes in it than Swiss cheese, but it turns out the cheese responded best to hip-hop music. And the cheesemaker confirmed that it had more wholesome, fruity flavour than the other cheeses.
Sometimes I just want to stop being a human being. I want to get off the train. I want to get away from these idiots that decide to do these studies.
Well, what I'm thinking is we could find, landing in supermarkets very soon, perhaps some Cardi B.
Here we go. How did I know this was just going to be Sarah doing puns?
Some Gouda-Chris.
Do you have anything with Parmesan? Do you have an artist there? Do you know any other R&B artists, Sarah?
No, nothing that rhymes with Edam, Parmesan, nothing. That's it, just the two.
Anything with like Roquefort or blue cheese?
No.
No, that's it. They're the only two R&B artists she had for her puns.
Well, why are you throwing them at me? This is a duo. We're a duo. Have you got anything to offer?
I'm not taking part in this Swiss study. If you had come to me as a French study, perhaps.
Also, this was an arts university that didn't. Isn't that surprising? It's not really scientific. It's just some art students being like, guys, let's pump some music through some cheese wheels and see what happens. Yeah, that tastes real good.
No, actually, they're just at home in their university digs. They've opened their filthy fridge and they're just blasting R&B in.
And they put their stupid little air buds just on either
in a
side
pot of yogurt
of their camembert. Being like, oh, this is good.
No, it's just an off pot of like yogurt. That's it that they're turning. This is the worst study ever.
Also, why is Sarah's Swiss accent Lebanese?
No, it's like Bundaberg.
I was doing a Bogan accent.
It's Haute Bundaberg culture.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Guys, I have a story about Fiji. As I said, I went there on my holidays.
So we will live off this holiday.
You will.
As a team and as a listening audience for the next 8 months.
You will. But mostly I have a question to ask about who I am as a person, and I want to know where you sit.
Wait,
with
does this
Sarah.
Mean it's the two types of people?
It does. Oh, but Scotty's not ready for it.
You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato.
Morning.
Potato, tomato. Oh, let's call the whole thing off.
All right, two
potato.
Two types of people for any situation or opinion in the world. And Elise, I think you've got a ripper for us.
This is my question to you off the back of my Fiji trip. Is it ever okay to pilfer food off a breakfast buffet in a hotel? I'm talking buffet theft.
Okay. 13, 10, 60. Do you nick stuff from the buffet to last you through the rest of the day?
I get you. I was like, that's the point of the buffet. You take food off it.
Thank you.
But you're saying...
No, this is like once you've filled your plate, once you've filled your guts, do you take a little something for later? Like... For me, my opinion is that fortune favours the bold and my spirit of adventure is alive and well when I'm in a resort buffet.
Well, are you just stuffing the breakfast McMuffins down your pants and nibbling
on them
for later?
I come prepared. There's a few different tactics that I'll employ. First of all, every member of my family is forced to hold a croissant or a baked good in their hand on their way out and pretend to nibble on it. That's four pieces of food right there that I can keep for morning tea or afternoon tea when they come to me and say, Mum, I'm hungry. Okay, so everyone holds something on your way out. I also had a little calico bag that I got for $2 at Cotton On. also useful. So I put that on my arm.
You actually put food in a bag?
Yes, I do.
This is too much. But this is like that movie Ocean's 11, but with the car laws, it's the Ocean's 4.
Look, my husband Dane pretends not to know me.
I bet he does.
No, like the bag. I don't walk around the buffet putting things in the bag noticeably.
Yeah, you do.
The
don't lie just
bag,
because people are listening.
The calico bag hangs off my chair as if I'm going to the beach after. So I have a towel. I have a prop. There's a towel poking out. Look, don't judge me. For me, I've paid top dollar to be at this hotel. That's carte blanche to do what the hell I want at the buffet.
You are a Chris Lilley character.
You are. I mean, this is classic Bogan behaviour.
Oh, yes,
I don't
is.
Care.
If I say...
Look, yeah, I'm selective with my food. Okay, I'm not going to put bacon in a napkin. I'm not an advanced...
Oh, thank goodness she's got some standards, Scott.
Look,
thank goodness.
Sarah, the advanced aficionados of breakfast buffet theft will have a Ziploc bag. I don't go that far. I will take like little baggies of Nutri-Grain that are enclosed. They're ready to go. I'll also walk out with dried apple chips in my hand.
Do you think the staff saw you coming at Fiji and just thought, oh God, here we go again? And there's actually security camera vision of you being this is what buffet theft looks like.
I feel that when you are paying good money to be in a hotel, the buffet breakfast is open slather.
Look, I can understand back in my travelling heyday when Wills and I would be overseas. I mean, I think at most we'd take an apple or a mandarin for a snack, but I've never heard the likes of what you're crying out as...
Don't you see it as like a game of cat and mouse between you and the resort staff?
No, I don't.
I mean, I do. I get excited.
I'm deciding whether it's the like a povest thing I've ever heard or theft. Because it's one of the two,
it's
and I can't
theft,
work out which one it is.
But you know what? You two know my eating... habits. When I eat, I don't eat a great deal in the one sitting. Okay, so I feel like compared to the average Joe Blow.
Wait.
I won't fill a plate and eat the whole plate while I'm there. I'm a snacker. I'm a grazer.
Yeah.
I'm taking my share of food from the buffet.
But
I'm just eating it
during
the day.
You had also said to me that the food was so expensive outside the hotel that you and Dane were nil by mouth. Unless it came from the breakfast buffet.
So
you were being tight in doing this.
Sarah, I'm not paying 41 Fijian dollars for a club sandwich at midday,
That's
okay?
That's going to end up being like 50 cents Australia.
It is not.
13 10 60. That's our phone number. Are you allowed to take food from the buffet for later?
I've heard her talk about doggy bags as food wastage. That's one thing, but this is next level. Scott on 13 10 60, is buffet theft a-okay in your books?
Well, according to my wife, it is.
I'm sensing some tension, Scott. Talk to us.
She'll take a full a big bag and a couple of Chinese containers and fill them.
Okay. See, I'm not that brazen. Okay, I do like your wife already, but you're telling me she has takeaway containers at the ready. Who does that?
My wife's had gastric sleeves, so she basically takes them everywhere.
Oh well, that's okay then.
Yeah, we will go out to dinner and, she'll put the rest of the meal in a takeaway container.
But she has a medical reason to do so. This is an excellent ruse. I'm doing that for next time.
Like, it also sounds very Marie Kondo with the containers and the pre-planning. Phil on 13 10 60, theft from a breakfast buffet. What do you think?
Hell yes. That's just been a total scat. Like, there's a whole buffet of food to eat into your tent to when you're full. And then... like, once you've done that, the street food on all these resorts that you go to and in the main streets are so cheap and better than what you get. You don't need to steal from the buffet.
This is the problem, Phil. Where I was stranded. I would have loved to have eaten the street food. There was no street food. They wouldn't even let us out of the resort.
I mean, can you hear the violins playing, Phil? She was stranded in Fiji. She didn't have anywhere
Listen,
else to
Phil.
Eat. She had to take all the food from the breakfast buffet to last the family all day.
Phil, don't judge me, because when I travelled through Thailand in my younger years, I would eat deep fried grasshoppers from the street stalls. It's who I am as a person. I can do that. But when you're stranded in a 5-star resort in Fiji, you've got to do what you've got to do. And that's take some Nutri-Grain in your calico bag.
Tommy on 13 10 60. I hope you don't have a sad story about buffet theft like Lee's. Do you? Is it okay in your world?
Oh, not at all. Look, I'm a classic buffet thief, right? So generally I go on these like cheap continental, you can eat breakfast, right? So it's all cold and slimy meats and random cheese, right?
Yep.
So I grab one of the big buffet sticks that you see in the baskets,
mm-hmm.
fill it with cheese and meat, and then to get away with it, open up those napkins all the way, mm-hmm. wrap it up like a Subway.
Yes.
Happy days.
Yes. Now, when you walk out of the buffet, Tommy, do you nibble on your sandwich as if, like, I prepared this while I was in the buffet room, so it's okay to eat on the way out, right? Is that...
Nah, because it then becomes less bulletproof, do you know what I mean? So it looks a bit suspicious. So you fill your belly first, wrap it up like a Subway.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, my wife's always super embarrassed, but then at lunchtime she's super grateful, so...
This is exactly Dane and I. He says, Lise, how dare you do this? I don't know you. And then come morning tea, he's like, can you pass me a chocolate chip muffin?
then you like, channel yes, Tommy with, I just got some random cheese. Honestly, you can do anything when you have that accent. Look, involving a dog in a wedding is nothing new,
no.
I suppose. It's been happening for a while now.
Well,
I've never been to a wedding with a dog, but I know that some people are incredibly passionate about their pooches and want them involved in the ceremony.
Well, often they're the ring bearers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like you attach the rings to the dog.
Yeah, I mean,
somehow.
It's lame, but it happens.
It happens a lot.
Now, there is another product on the market for people who want their canine to be involved in their nuptials.
Okay.
And you can buy...
In their pup-tials.
What a pawsome pun.
Thank you, Sarah.
You can buy a bridesmaid dress
what?
For your dog. Custom made, 12 shades to choose from. We're not just talking putting a little tutu around their girth. This is a puffed sleeved, collared, fully lined bodiced dress.
Like a taffeta?
We're talking like Duchess satin. A thick, heavy drape. You can put a bow on their head. It has a belt. And they are selling this for between $100 and $200 to $300 on an Etsy site.
So is this for the dog to actually be one of the bridesmaids?
I guess so, or the ring bearer, whatever. I don't know. But there's part of me that's just like, there are some pet owners who take it. They triple jump over the line of what's acceptable. I mean, you're a dog owner.
Yeah.
And even your Insta stories of her just being a regular dog on the couch are excessive, let alone if you put her in a dress.
Yeah, but the most I've ever dressed her in is a snood. Remember when I gave her a snood at winter? It's a scarf, Scotty. It's a circular scarf that also doubles as a hood. It's called
also, a snood. We're the only radio show that actually says snood.
Snood.
And knows what it is.
Well, look, I also found this incredible story. Look, I'm dead against it. There is a company out of Shanghai called Corgi Shanghai. It's been operating
it's
for a
thoughtful
few
name.
Years. Wait for it, because the name of the business doesn't really denote what they do. This business lets owners bring their corgis paragliding with them.
What?
So you strap, I don't know why it's just corgis though, but you strap your corgi to your chest like a baby in a baby Bjorn,
yeah.
And off you go, off the cliff. I mean, that to me is borderline animal cruelty. It's saying that
corgis aren't meant to jump off cliffs.
It's an opportunity to experience the world from above with your pet, and that they love the bonding experience. That I'm looking at the video. This corgi looks like it wants to neck itself.
As it jumps off. Although, do you reckon someone might have sent that to the Queen as a 93rd birthday gift voucher? Just, you know, you're at the pointy end.
Why not
go for a fly with a corgi?
Well, live life on the edge with
And she's
your pet.
Got about 9 or 10 of them, I think. They're her favourite dogs
they
ever.
Are.
So she could paraglide in Shanghai.
I wonder if they have Great Dane Shanghai. Why corgis?
That would be so good.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Hope you enjoyed that.
Wow, Scott, you're so natural.
What is it? What's Billie Eilish's Instagram handle?
At Miguel.
What?
What?
That's Miguel. I really...
Oh, I thought it was that.
I really hope that somebody's like turned off the show thinking that, like, oh no, Lee knows what it is. It mustn't be that good. No, find it.
Girl. She never recovered from the fact he got booted from Dancing with the Stars in the first episode and she's just relentlessly stalking
how
him.
How did that happen? How did Miguel?
I don't know. You put in all the votes.
How was
to keep
he
him to
the
stay,
first booted? He is the most charismatic man on Australian television.
Jesus, I mean, if he grew a beard, Christ. Watch out, Dane.
He kind of does have a beard, doesn't he? Do you know what's annoying? People who post about their bloody gym workouts on Easter Day. Get over yourselves.
Have you found it yet, Liz?
No, what does it say? Where?
Something shop the fever,
where
Nicolai.
Where are the avocados?
Yeah, that's Billie Eilish on Instagram.
Oh, where are the avocados?
Well, where are they?
I don't know. That's her. She can't find her avocados.
I guess because Billie Eilish was taken.
I'm guessing you're right.
Because it's such a common name.
Try Billie Eilish. Nah, that's not working. Try Where Are the Avocados?
I mean, my Instagram handle isn't my name because there was like Sarah, I would have had to be like Sarah Wills 7372.
That is not why.
You would have been Sarah Wills 6
You didn't push.
No, I would not have.
That's not why.
There were too many numbers at the end.
No, it's
also,
not.
Also, I like a pun.
Also, you think people might want to track you down. And you want your private life to be private. And I keep telling you, no paparazzi are following you or trying to uncover a bad photo of you.
Does Sarah get that she lives in Australia? Like, that
no.
doesn't happen.
Scotty, I tried to just do Sarah Wills, but there's too many numbers after it. I don't have it.
Don't you remember when we first got this gig, our executive producer and I were borderline going to set up a whole sting because Sarah had said to me, Lise, there might be paparazzi around. So we were going to hire someone. I swear to God.
I mean, I was doing it for comic effect.
She was not.
But then Lise was.
You were
you know.
Not. And Jack and I said, what if we try and get someone to just like hide outside and try and like take photos from afar and see if Sarah notices because she'll freak out.
Kate did that with Hughesy.
Did Sarah just think that you like get a radio show and then
she said to me, we won't be able to go to the beach anymore without having a like.
And then I do remember you saying, Sarah, you don't even go to the beach.
And, well, I was like, point, well, they're not going to find you there.
Sarah, are you deeply disappointed?
I think she is.
Like no. a year and a half in?
No. Please, I like to live a reclusive life.
I still think there's a prank in that.
Oh, for sure there is.
Oh, well, great. Well, don't let me in on it, will you?
No, because I still
don't talk about it among yourselves in front
honestly,
of me right now, so I'm never clued
if you
on.
If you ever run into Sarah, don't introduce yourself. Just get your phone out and take a photo, but make sure she sees you doing
it. Just
hide
in a bush and
what
take a photo.
What if one day it was a legitimate photographer and I just stand there being like, Lise! I know what you've done.
See, this is the attitude I'm dealing with. What if one day it is a legitimate photographer? This is where it stems from.
All right, we got to go.
Like family portraits I get taken.
We'll see you in tomorrow's podcast.
Okay,
bye.
Well,
that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.